Monday, September 19th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. You know, there are many Christians who are asking this question. What can I do to show love? I'm growing in my relationship with Christ. I'm reading the Word of God, and it's all over the place. Love God and love people. Jesus even said that the law and the prophets were summed up like this. So what does that look like? Well, this week, we're going to be directing our attention to 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. We're going to dig into this passage, and we're going to see what God is saying to us through this text, and then draw some practical application from it. Starting at verse 7, the Word of God says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Now, here's what this is not saying. It is not saying all we need is love. This is an example of how important it is not to take one verse, look at it without any regard to the context of the chapter, book, and Bible as a whole. Now, true enough, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But simply looking at 1 John, I mean, you can take 1 John, that one book, we can see that there needs to be, first of all, acknowledgement of one's sin, a turning from that sin, and a turning to Christ, and a confession of Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, what this passage is saying is that when we acknowledge our sin and turn to Christ as our only hope, and thus are born again, the outflow of brokenness and confession of Jesus as Lord and Savior is love. Because suddenly you see what a mess you are and what crazy, insane, unbelievable love that God has displayed to us by sending His only Son to the cross to die for sinners. That's why John says, "Whoever loves has been born of God." Now, it's very clear that that love is a result, not a requirement for being born again. All right, that we've got to get that clear in our minds and our hearts, that love is a result, not a requirement for being born again. But when we are born again, we are thrust into a relationship with God. And John says right here, God is love, which means that God continually gives of Himself to others and seeks their benefit. So in this relationship with God, He has made it possible to reflect His character, and He's given us a heart that desires to reflect His character. Like, we suddenly want to reflect His character. So now the reason Christians ask, what can I do to show love? Is because there is something in them now that truly desires to give themselves to others and seek their benefit. An example of a man who laid down his life and sought to love others is a guy named Rich Mullins. Rich was born in 1955. He got a start writing songs for big-name recording artists, but in 1985, he recorded his debut album. For the next 12 years, he made music, toured, and ministered to thousands of people through his simple yet weighty lyrics. His two most well-known songs are "Awesome God" and "Step by Step." His songs have been covered by artists and bands like John Tesh, Rebecca St. James, Michael W. Smith, Amy Grant, Third Day, Cayman's Call, and Jars of Clay. He didn't consider music to be his primary purpose in life, though. To him, it simply enabled him to pursue the higher calling of loving people, children, his neighbors, enemies, and non-Christians. He was a man who loved people. In 1995, Rich moved to a Navajo reservation in Arizona to teach music to the children who lived there. Rich never knew how successfully his album sold because the profits from his concerts and albums went directly to his church. They paid him a small salary, and he gave the rest of the money away. In September of 1997, Rich and a friend were driving to a benefit concert in Wichita, Kansas, when their Jeep flipped. Both men were thrown from the car. Rich was killed when a passing semi swerved to miss the Jeep and accidentally hit him. He was 41 years old. Now here's a man whose life got cut short. But though he lived a shorter life than many would count as full, I would argue that he lived a fuller life than many count as long. I pray that I would be an example to my family, to this church, and to the world of someone who lives a full life, namely by loving people. And if we can be anything as Christians, we can be a people who love people. Love is a great thing. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. May we love. And in so doing, make much the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll see you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Day.